The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I appreciate y'all being here today. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday. You know, I never did like the term hump day. What the hell? Where the hell did that come? You're on the hump and you're on the way down. Can I get something in my head other than a camel's back? And, you know, I don't, yeah, and that's the other thing that comes to mind. I just don't like the term hump day. At any rate, it is Wednesday, the 12th of July, 2017. And I'm going to finish off the rest of the oblique, if not totally distorted, economic picture of this country. I just wish they would stop lying. But they aren't. And I want to also get into this deal about communism. See, here in this country, you know, you're seeing the media with their left-right. Fox is right. They're on the right side of the aisle. They're for Republicans, and Democrats are bad. But in reality, what's taking place is the real communists, rooted very deep in the Democrat Party, going head-to-head with the obstructionists for Donald Trump. Ooh, rhinos, Republicans in name only, nothing conservative about them. And I don't know if you, the little factoid here, which in my political brain tells me the hemorrhoids of it all, not the factoid, it's the hemorrhoid. In 2016, we had more U.S. senators serving longer terms than at any time in U.S. history. And it's time to clean these old farts out of there. Now, one more note on the politics of it all. They're dead in the water. They're dead in the water for running anything for 2020 as far as presidency goes. I don't know if Donald Trump is going to have the dexterity to keep tweeting until then, or whether he'll get a second term. But I think this is going to grease the skids to have a true conservative. Donald Trump was not a true conservative, so to speak. He identified some problems, said he's going to fix them. He's done some of that. Like I said, you know, every woman is looking for Mr. Right, or every man is looking for Mrs. Right, and sometimes they have to just settle for right now. So the Democrats have nothing. Who are they going to run for president? And I know they're very good at manufacturing a political candidate, but it's gone beyond that. The frustrations of the American people were known. They are now openly being discussed. And by the way, I had Patrick Wood send me an email today and said that he's back from Bozeman, Montana. And he says, John, he says, I'm happy to tell you. He says, there wasn't a gray hair in that crowd up there. They were all millennials. So those that have thought that it's just old, us stodgy old farts that are just trying to slog this thing around, no. The younger generations are waking up as well. The program is working, folks. The people that are on this network, the message that they have, the guests that they bring on, it is having its effect. It's been a long struggle, and it's not easy. We're not a media empire. We don't have the big bucks that MSNBC has. Hell, we don't have the money that Democracy Now! Has. I don't have my Ford Foundation backing or George Soros here. But it's having its effect. So we're halfway across the stream. I'm not changing canoes and I'm not changing paddles. I'm going to keep paddling like mad to the other side. Benjamin in Austin. Hello, Ben.
Hey, John. First time listener, first time caller. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm not doing badly. Welcome to the RBN family. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks. I wanted to circle back and say one thing that Raymond mentioned, just because I know a lot about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. Ethereum is the one that just halved the other day.
Okay.
It is a Ponzi scheme. It's not a government-run Ponzi scheme. I mean, it is a decentralized currency. The government really doesn't have their hands on it. But they
regulate it. They put the rules and regulations on them, even though it's not a government-run program.
Not really. I mean, not really. They've tried to, but nothing's really set in stone yet.
But Benjamin, hold on. Let me just correct you on one thing. They have to have clearance from the Securities and Exchange Commission to operate in this country. That's why OneCoin went down the tubes here in the United States, because they would not yield.
That's because they were trying to legitimize it. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency completely. The way that you can buy and sell bitcoins, they might have put some rules in place, but I have gotten tax-free money sent to me from overseas by selling bitcoins with no government being the wiser. I would say it is a Ponzi scheme, but it is Wall Street that is investing a ton of money, inflating the price. They're going to dump it and leave everybody holding the bag. That I agree with.
Well, my synopsis on this was, when the cryptocurrencies melt down or they burn up or give it a name, I don't care what is going to be left? Nothing. Ponzi scheme?
I would say it's more of a Wall Street. There is a lot of investment firms that have invested into bitcoins and into cryptocurrencies. And there's 1,000 of them out there now that are trying to have the success that Bitcoin did.
Mm-hmm.
But neither here nor there. I want to talk about something that's pretty near and dear to my heart and go over what happened in the last presidential election a little bit.
All right.
And kind of go over my theory of what I think is happening. I'm a IT guy. I do enterprise computing, that sort of stuff, a bunch of virtualization technology. And the machine learning revolution is absolutely on its way. Automation is going to be replacing 50% of the jobs probably within the next 10 years. What just happened was you saw the two presidential candidates that represent big money, big interests, big corporations, scrap for power and do every dirty trick in the book to take away a legitimate candidate, like Bernie Sanders, for example, who...
Ben, let's back up here. Bernie Sanders publicly uttered more than once, "I am a socialist." So how does that make him a legitimate candidate for the presidency of the United States?
Well, I believe that in the next 10 years, when half of the United States is unemployed because robots are doing our jobs, that we should probably start embracing ideas like taking care of one another, because there's going to be a lot more than just coal miners who are out of work.
Lawyers are going to be replaced by robots. Ben, I'm trying to be kind with you, but you're making some observations that I totally disagree with. Having a sound monetary system and allowing the marketplace to do its thing, when most of the jobs that were created in this country weren't by way of huge companies and corporations, it was mom, and it's always referred to mom and pop, but adults, middle-class adults out there that wanted to control their own destiny would roll up their sleeves, make the ultimate, you know, crapshoot with putting everything on the line to create a business. These are the people that hire most of the people and keep them working in this country. That model has been removed. The money system is at the root of all of this evil, because we have no sound currency and we got a middleman taking a big chunk out of our butt Whereas the banks right now should just be there for clearing checks and taking care of your savings account and so on and so forth. So I'm in disagreement with that. I would urge you, Ben, to keep listening to this network, please, because it's going to fill in a lot of things. And I would dare say in the future you may tweak or change your mind about certain things.
Well, fair enough. I'm trying to prepare for a future that is unlike anything that we've seen before. This is worse than the Industrial Revolution as far as job loss goes, the average American. And
Ben, hold on. Okay, now the Industrial Revolution, we come out of an agrarian culture, and we went into the Industrial Revolution, which helped grow the cities, but that's what it was there for labor. Large pools of labor could go to one place and work.
So this is the Machine Revolution, where all the labor is being done by robots, and no one has jobs.
Okay, fast forward to today, they're always looking to cut costs, but here again, what people are starting to realize about this. And I used to joke about it because I was in this mechanization revolution with General Motors way back when. They were hiring robots, online robots, to build segments or parts of the cars or whatever. There was still a lot of hands-on labor that were done by human beings. But this was their cost-saving measure. But here's the problem. And I make a joke about this, but it's true. You know, you can mechanize everything. You can totally eliminate human labor. But who are you going to sell your product to? A machine?
We should probably be examining ideas like universal basic income, because most people won't be.
And again, Ben, you're giving me the Bernie Sanders crap. And I'm neither Democrat, Republican, Independent. I don't put my name attached to any politics, but you're buying into, you ever heard of the Hegelian dialectic? The problem is created, they demonstrate how bad it is, and they're going to come up with a solution that you think sounds good. That's the trap that you're in right now. If we go back, let me put it to you this way, Ben, and then I got to let you go. Let me put it to you this way. Real progress in this country is really going to be taking a step backwards, not this utopian Orwellian future that they're trying to hand us. Ain't going to work. Ben, please, keep listening to the network. I will take your call anytime, but I will check you when you start giving me the utopian doublespeak. All right? I appreciate your call. Man, I could have went on with that guy and checking him for an hour. And I didn't want to embarrass him. Here's somebody that had at least had the guts to call into a radio show. From Austin, little Moscow on the Colorado, no less. Mike in the cabin. Where's the cabin, Mike?
The cabin's in Alaska. John, I had to say that because I listened to myself from yesterday's show, and I think I confused the guest. He kind of thought I might be living in a gated community, and this is just a cabin. So it's Mike in the cabin today.
Okay. What's on your mind, Mike?
You know what a natural version of a gated community is?
Natural version of a gated community.
Because in a sense, I do live in a gated community, one that has lots of leaves or snowfall.
Okay.
That's a natural barrier to a lot of things.
Well, and anyway, so is being in the middle of the woods where nobody can find you. Is that what you're referring to? And the snow, when it falls, it makes it real hard to get to you?
Well, I'm also saying when they put together like a federal, what Obama did, when they put together some kind of Section 8 housing, and they say, we'll just move these people out to like the white, like Montana or Kansas.
Mm.
If there's a lot of like grounds labor around, there's no bus lines running out there, there's no bus lines where I am, stops a lot of inner city stuff from going on. So it's not a gated community per se, like I was talking about yesterday, but there are natural barriers. So I'm up here in the wilderness. That's true.
Let me ask you something, Mike, because I'm just curiosity. Are you a native of Alaska?
Yes, I'm born here, but I'm not. We say native for indigenous as well.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not native.
All right.
German-Irish, you know. So, John, what I wanted to talk about today is something a little bit different, but I think it's what you mentioned earlier about millennials waking up
mm-hmm.
and calling into this station like I am,
mm-hmm.
and your mission and how it's coming to fruition. I think one thing that maybe you've considered, maybe not, but which plays a major role in this is what is the relationships. And to point this out, you know, the radio station across town from you, the other guys, they're always going on about alpha and beta, and it's just funny to listen to it on the show sometime. You know, I'm an alpha male, or, you know, these Democrats need to stop being beta and start manning up and all these things.
Mm.
And when you hear that, you just think, okay, this is kind of goofy. But a lot of that comes from the dating scene for millennials. And a lot of that is a counteraction to feminism, believe it or not. So,
yeah, I can see that, yeah. All right.
So I personally contend that because what happened was, you know, if we go back 50 years in time, maybe I could just take a shower and say I work for IBM and I could get married and have two or three kids by now, right? I mean, the requirements, it's become weaponized. All the relationships, the online stuff, the high standards,
yep.
All the TV shows, men are goofy dorks. You know, I'm a strong woman. I don't need no man. That kind of stuff.
You've noticed that as well, Mike. Mike, you're a millennial. If you don't mind my asking, what is your age?
28.
Okay. All right.
So I travel a lot, though, John. So when I'm in Ukraine and Poland and things like that, this is not a problem. Which is why I encourage everyone to travel, to see that we have a lot to lose. I call into Mike's show sometimes, and I get push back on this China and Russia stuff because I've been Far East and also to Eastern Europe, and I wouldn't want to live there.
I wouldn't either. Look, you know, Mike, you've heard me say this. How long have you listened to the program?
Your program, probably 2 months now.
Okay. This is still the greatest country. The props are still there. The movie sets are still there. The bricks and mortars and the roads and the infrastructure, even though it's getting a little tattered, we're all here. We don't have to reinvent anything. The only thing we have to do is go back to a time that people were left alone. The government stayed out of their business. They didn't run them in the ground. We had an honest money system, and people could go out there and build the wealth for themselves and, by extension, for the country itself. This is something that Raymond doesn't understand. This is why he's clutching at, here's the New Deal, and this is what we need. We need income inequality, or we need this, or we need that. That's not what made this country what it was. You could be a pauper in this country, or you could be a king, and it didn't matter. You know, I mean, it just, right. You know, there wasn't any need for welfare. The welfare state before was run by our churches, and it was only a temporary fix. If your house burnt down, if you lost your job, if there was death or illness in the family, the church would come, get you back up on your feet, pat you on the head and say, there you go. You'd say thank you, and you went on your merry way. What we are literally doing right now is we have built this mindset in millions of Americans' minds that somehow that the government is the tit and you're there to suckle and, you know, you don't have to do anything. I just read a story today, and I didn't agree. That's why I didn't post. I didn't agree with the synopsis, but there was a lot of good fact in it, that these people right now in this country, they're driving brand new cars. They're buying colored televisions. They have their rent paid for. They have their food paid for. Obama did this thing that you could get thousands of dollars to get a car. It was the great giveaway to the people that have already, we've spoiled them. We have ruined them as being productive individuals that had to interact with other people. And now we're seeing this wide gap of cultural deficiency. And I got mine, go away. You mess with me, I'll kill you. What?
Right.
Hang on a second, Mike. Mike in the cabin, hang on a second. I've got to take this break. Laura in Michigan, you'll follow Mike here. And I want to get back to the rest of these stories of the day. I want to impart a little bit more information on the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we'll be back in 3.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mike in the cabin, you're still there?
I'm still here, John.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, basically, I just wanted to help you track down some of the channels, the flows of viewers, listeners, people who are waking up, because, you know, it may not be in your wheelhouse what's going on in the foxholes of millennials and relationships and the relationship between man and woman these days. You've obviously noticed all of it on the media, in the media and things like that. But there's a huge blowback occurring. And I'll give you one example of what exactly I mean. And that is Cernovich. You've heard of Cernovich?
Yeah.
That's where he came from. He came from these dating websites, these dating message boards. He's talking about why is this occurring? You know, why has the relationship stuff gotten so out of control? You know, what's this hypergamy? What's this just everyone's doing this stuff and, you know, run around and it just, the promiscuity has gotten to a point now where it's damaging people to the point where they'll never start a family.
Never have a meaningful relationship, never have a family. You know, this right out of the gate, Mike, this is what I was talking about. You know, when they wanted to marry, they were lesbians or homosexuals, they wanted the right to marry, and then, you know what? There could have been allowances made for filing taxes. That was one of the arguments you heard. You know, we don't get the benefits. That would have been fine. Make allowances if you're stating that you're cohabitating and I'm filling out this tax form and under penalty of death, or at least the IRS climbing up my backside with a microscope, all statements are true and correct. We didn't have to legitimize marriage between same-sex couples. Didn't have to do it.
Right. And as this continues, there's a real blowback with these men that do want to start families or just have a normal relationship. First, they started by investigating, well, how can I get these women to like me? What do I need to do? Do I need to go to the gym? Do I need to know some funny jokes? It's all this. And the crazy, the Hegelian dialectic of it was almost all the feminist authors are Jewish women. Although we have 3 to 4 billion women on the earth, if you look at a list of famous feminist authors.
Now, Mike, you noticed that in the deep woods of Alaska, rather? You discovered that? Jeez.
Well, they didn't at first, and they were just saying, well, now there's all these books about how to deal with what's happened now that feminism has gone rampant. Then people started noticing that and saying, well, wait a second, this is a bit of a setup. I have to go out here and pay this guy money for this book about how to meet women when this other book that came out 50 years ago is what ruined them, what caused them to be, and they're not happier. It's not about feminine, about making the women powerful and happy, because 25% of them are on Prozac. So it's not making them happier.
Yeah.
It's
the grand social experiment that we'll rearrange these and see what happens. And you're exactly right. I had one person tell me the best hook that they had was, I just tell them I'm a radio talk show host and I got to beat the women off of me until they find out what I really think and believe, and then I don't want to have anything to do with them and they don't want to have anything to do with me.
Well, I think if you're, you know, actually I've found that if you're firm about it and you just, I can say what I just said to you to women in many different parts of the world, maybe not so much here, but you can just say, you know, I don't believe that has made the average woman, this ideology has made the average woman happier, and, you know, that doesn't make me happy. I don't take any pleasure out of saying it, but here's what, you know, if you just stay strong on that, you know, the ones that are reasonable, the ones that you would want to hang around anyway are going to say, yeah, I've seen that too. So
the only thing, Mike, and I've been saying this over and over and over and over again to the point I'm even tired of hearing myself saying it, the only thing we have to do is stay the course, and eventually we win. The only thing we've got to do is stick around, be here, as it is right now, a dim lantern at your feet, but it's there and it's lit. It will become brighter as more join the party. I've got to let you go.
Here in the cabin.
There,
John.
Okay, appreciate your call, Laura in Michigan and Dan in Washington. I'll take your calls, and then I've got to get to these news stories.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Urban train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. Step right up. This I can't watch. Too gruesome. Say, that's silly. I should have bought him some magazines to read on the trip.
But he doesn't say Rancho Cucamonga. And I don't think there is a Cucamonga in this country. It was Jack Benny on his show, the old black and white show. I think it started then. But at any rate, let me take Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
John.
Hi.
I've got a quick announcement in case anybody's interested. This weekend, James Kennedy Ministries is going to run an expose on the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I saw excerpts of it, and it looks pretty darn good. It's showing how the police are using their information for hate crimes and whatever.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, to find out the times, it's djkm.com.
djkm.com. DrJamesKennedy.com. All right.
Ministries.com.
Now, is this... Now, hold on, Laura. Is, yes. And I'm going to try to extract all the pertinent information from you. is this presentation going to be made available on that website?
I'm not sure about that. I just know that they're going to be showing it this weekend.
Okay.
They've been advertising it for a couple of weeks.
Okay, showing it where?
On TV.
Okay.
Because their ministry, they're going to show the...
I don't have any Dr. James Kennedy channels on the system I have.
Well, it's called Truth with it Transform. You can probably find it when you go to that website.
Okay, that website again?
DJKM.com. And the actual show is called Truths That Transform.
Well, and you know, it's kind of strange. You know, Laura, I watch YouTube a lot. And you know how somebody will send you a YouTube or suggest, and they send you a link and you watch the YouTube. And then a bunch of other channels with related or pertinent information pops up. And I'm starting to see more and more preachers stand at the pulpit and finally start to tell it like it is. They're once again being shepherds of the flock, not just getting out the Bible and reading from the Bible and we all say amen. No, they're doing what the preachers used to do, is really protecting the flocks but letting them know the dangers and the evils that are lurking around and why. So I'm glad to hear that Dr. James Kennedy is finally starting to do that. That's good. Double plus good.
He's passed on that his daughter runs his ministry now. But I'm glad because it's going to expose the Southern Poverty Law Center to millions of new people that maybe don't know about it and understand about it.
Well, and that's the argument I gave the ADL when I told them. I said, if you think I'm going to stop writing stories about you, you're crazy. You're an anti-Semite. You're this. You're that. You're anti-American. You're anti-government. Yeah. I said, no, Mr. Foxman, I don't want you to keep writing stories about me. Human beings are curious creatures. They might have to tune into the network and maybe find out that, wait a minute, maybe they're not anti-Semitic. Whoa. All right. Laura, I thank you for that information.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
DJKM.com. All right. You can go to that website for the Times, and I'm sure if Dr. James Kennedy is on the ball here, yeah, he'll do it on television. He'll have to pay for his ministry on TV. But if it's that good and he's pure of heart and he wants that information out, I'm sure it will be made available on his website as well. Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I haven't called in before. I've been listening for a while, though, but I wanted to call about the caller that was for Bernie earlier.
Yeah, Raymond. Yeah, and I've discovered that he actually knows Mike here by way of extension through a friend. So... You know, and I thought I was kind of nice to the guy. I realized where he was coming from, and I told him to keep listening. And I'll not refuse his call, but, you know, I got to check you when you bring your stuff. I'm going to check you.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm glad you did. To me, it shows kind of a lack of education that we've all had, or especially younger people, but I had to find out on my own that if you go back to 1900, like you talk about sound money, we had a more sound money system. But we also had tariffs. And the government, really, we had no income tax. And the tariffs, where you tax imports, would keep the trade balance in check and create jobs in America. And that's what led to us becoming wealthy and having a big middle class to begin with. We produce things because we have those tariffs. But then as we switched to globalism got rid of the tariffs. So, you know, after World War II, they got lower and lower. By 1990, there's basically no tariffs. And so we've lost all these jobs because of that and the wage differences. And you just can't have free trade with a country like China. But we haven't lost these jobs because of automation.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right.
You know, so, but I think they're putting this lie out there through the media that it's robots, just like they've been lying to us for 30 years of one reason or the other of why globalism is this great thing. You know, and it's just one lie after the other, you know, whether it's you know, they'll pick up, you know, maybe unions or the weekend or overtime pay or Americans are fat and lazy or,
well,
you know,
there might be. And Dan, know, and just, Dan, the way I see this is they're taking advantage of a situation and, you know, I won't paint it all black. You know, because automation has always been a part of our lives since the Industrial Revolution. How to make a better mousetrap that saves labor. But now they're starting to apply that to maximize their bottom line in these corporations that we need to do more automation. Well, yeah, okay, I can see why you would want to do that to save labor costs, but you're doing away with the labor force that actually makes you the money. Henry Ford did not create the first $5 a day auto job because he was just that benevolent of a human being that wanted everybody to be wealthy. He did it because I want to at least pay these people working in my factories enough that they can buy one of the cars that they're manufacturing. He wasn't stupid.
Yeah, I agree. You have to have paying jobs. And I thought about this as a truck driver because I could easily be automated, at least the long-haul truckers. But I've thought about it as well as, you can't replace a UPS driver as easy in a city delivering packages, and with safety issues, computers break down. So I just don't see half of the jobs. It's just a lie. Half the jobs are gone in 10 years.
Well, and Dan, how long you been driving truck?
About 8 years.
Are you over the road or local?
I'm over the road right
okay,
now.
Okay. Now, here's a thought to digest for a second. If after World War II we wouldn't have shut down our railways, a lot of them, and turned them into rails to trails and bicycle paths, you know as well as I do, if you're a long-haul trucker, you're regulated to what, 70, 80,000 pounds on your rig?
Yeah, 80,
okay, that's a small corner of a boxcar on a railroad car.
Yeah, I mean, it's all changing, and it might, something with automation might create more jobs that we're not even thinking of in the future, you know, and I just, you just got to use more common sense, but it does show to me the lies in the media and just the lack of education that they keep certain things out of the media, like the,
gotcha.
Just the word tariff,
yeah.
You know, or the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. And, the third rail that they never want to come close to because there might be some real pertinent information that people want to know. Hey, Dan, I got to cut you loose. I appreciate your call. Keep your rubber side
right
down, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. And Frank in North Carolina, I'm going to ask you to be brief because I do want to get around to this information. Okay, no more calls. No more calls. Frank in North Carolina, go ahead.
Yeah, John, thanks. Speaking of Ford, I would suggest that the caller Mike from Alaska go and read the protocols of the learned
Elders of Zion. Yep.
And Ford used to include that with every new car they sold. I would suggest he read.
No. That is an error, Frank. What he actually did was he took his essays, he bought a newspaper to make sure that his editorials in that newspaper got out to the public. And what he did is he took all of his editorials from 1920 and 1921. He knew the dangers of the Federal Reserve and him and his buddies Firestone and Edison and all this. They all knew that. He took his editorials, combined them into a four-volume set. And it was called The Internationalist Jew, and that went into all Ford dealerships across the country. You bought a Ford, you got the four-volume set of The International Jew.
Right, exactly. Sorry about that. Thank you for the correction. And also,
well, I'm keeping myself as straight as well.
Yeah. It's just, I tell you, when you're not on the Internet for a long time, you forget certain details, and those are important. And I apologize for
that's fine.
If he goes and checks the names of the television shows that he's talking about in the movies, he'll find an interesting commonality among the names of the people that are putting that agenda, that mind control out there. Also, I find it very interesting, Alex Jones had on Robert David Steele back on the 29th. That's when I, you know, was on the phone with him on air. And then he was supposed to have him back on the 3rd. This is with Cynthia McKinney, for the Steele, a former CIA agent and intelligence officer and Marine officer, he is collaborating with former Representative Cynthia McKinney and on exposing, you know, that our Congress, our government is controlled by AIPAC and Israeli interests. And Alex Jones, I believe, basically told him, you know, did not have him back on. He was supposed to be back on a few days later on the 3rd. Well, I guess Steele and Cynthia McKinney said, well, the hell with that then. He was on with David Duke today, so he's reaching out apparently to David Duke, and David Duke's saying, yeah, come on down. I want Cynthia McKinney on my show.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I need to work together. Mike, hang on a second here. Do we have Cynthia McKinney's number? Do we have her check our, if we do, or Robert Steele? What's his middle name? David?
Robert David Steele.
And if we got either one of those numbers, I want to get these guys on, because here's a good example. Cynthia McKinney was a Democrat. She started saying the wrong words in wrong places, and she got bounced out. Well, here's a woman, black Democrat woman, that woke up, and she went down that rabbit hole. And I'm glad that she did.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Frank. I appreciate your call. Now, let me get through this. I was talking about the economy and the lies, and there are many of them. The rosy unemployment picture is totally contrived. Talking about the unemployment rate in this country being at 4.4% because discouraged workers have not searched for a job in the past 4 weeks are not counted as unemployed. Well, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, has a second measure of unemployment known as a U6, which is seldom reported by the prostitute financial media. According to the official measure, the U.S. unemployment rate is about double the reported rate. And why? The U6 rate counts discouraged workers who have been discouraged for less than a year. Now, John Williams counts the long-term discouraged workers, and that, I guess, you would call discouraged for more than 1 year, who formerly, before the reforms came in, were counted officially. When the long-term discouraged are counted into this, the U.S. unemployment rate is about 23% range. Now, I will take exception to that. I think it's closer. Yeah, there's been a few jobs created, a few more people have gone back to work, but we were well over 100 million in this country unemployed, which ironically was about the same amount in 1932, 1933, with our last depression. But see, we don't call this cycle we've just gone through a depression. Why? Because we had to bail out people there. We had to quantitative easing, which, by the way, you owe for it. Now, this is borne out a clear fact that the labor force participation rate has been falling throughout the alleged recovery. Normally, labor force participation rates rise among economic recoveries. Well, it's not. It's not rising at all. Now, it's very easy for the government to report low jobless rates when the government studiously avoids counting the unemployed. So, basically, folks, you know, 50% of 25-year-olds live at home with their parents in their basements looking out the windows. This is not an economic profile of a superpower. It's the idiot neoconservatives who claim the U.S. to be. Now, it ain't that away. You know, I was watching the confirmation hearings on the new FBI director. we'll see how this one works out. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching all these stodgy old farts that have been in the Senate seats for all of these years. This is why I said in 2016... we have had more senators that have been hanging around and hanging around and hanging around for more years than they should. Fresh blood. These are the people that sit on all the committees. These are the people that really control the politics. And remember, folks, what the senators used to be. They used to be appointed by the state to go to Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. was treated as if it's foreign territory, and they were the emissary or the ambassador of the state for the state's business. And they didn't do what they were supposed to be doing there, standing up for their states and the rights and all that other stuff. They were recalled. And that didn't mean you just got called back and called on the carpet and wagged, your finger was wagged in your face. No, 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 no. You were replaced. But to further confuse and confound the American people, well, we'll turn that into a popularly elected position, as they did in 2017. Now, this is what I wanted to get around to, because this fits in perfectly. And it's coming around. Oh, it's coming around. It's coming around. Here it comes. It's coming around. Can we get the Jeopardy music when I'm sitting here to give the fine people something to listen to while I'm desperately scrambling here? And then put that on the system so you can just hit a little button, and away we go. And where the hell is this? It must be the end of... Or did it get replaced with the news stories? Oh, my goodness. Where are we at? Yes, it did. Oh, my goodness. Mikey? The Bella Dodd thing, where did it go? Keep playing it. I still haven't found the damn story. It must have gone in the news archives. I knew I should have captured that damn thing. Oh, gosh. Mikey, help me find the damn story. If you don't, I'm going to have your in a jar on my mantle. This is really irritating. There it is, right there. Put it on my screen so I can open it up. Ooh, the marvels of technology. Mike, did you know you could be replaced by a machine? And just about in time, the story pops up on my screen, right? It's not popping up. I'm treading water here and I'm drowning. I'm so verklempt. I'm ranting over here. And it's coming around. It's coming around the mountain when she comes. It's worth waiting for, folks. Just hang in there. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, your thumb's up and it didn't show up on my screen. There it is. Thank you very much. By the way, the DJKM.com, we did check that out, and that is a good site for Dr. James Kennedy. .org. Excuse me. Correction. DJKM.org. Not com. Glad you checked that out, Mikey. In 1954, Bella Dodd, high-ranking defector from the U.S. Communist Party, warned us that Masonic Jewish bankers are behind communism, and this satanic cult controls the USA. Liberals and socialists are just window dressings for the sinister power which has subverted the West. Her book, School of Darkness, requires a revisit. Remember what the J. Edgar Hoover... Bless his dirty little cross-dressing soul. He said this in 1956. The objectives of communism are being steadily advanced. The individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. That was old J. Edgar. Henry Mackow put his touch on this one. Bella Dodd was a Communist Party of America, the CPUSA leader, in the 1930s. And then going into the 40s, her book, School of Darkness, in 1954, reveals that communism was a hoax perpetrated by financiers to control the common man. And to advance world tyranny, naturally, this important book is out of print and not in any used bookstores, and it can be read online. Now, Bella Dodd was born Maria Assunta Isabella Vissano in Italy in 1904. A brilliant and dedicated woman, she graduated from Hunter College and New York University Law School. She became head of the New York State Teachers Union as a woman was a member of the CPUSA, the National Council, until 1949. Now, essentially, this is correct. Communism was put up against the front of capitalism, and they were both BS, okay? But this is the true communist roots. Dodd describes communism as a strange secret cult whose goal is the destruction of Western, that is, Christian civilization. Millions of naive idealists, the innocents, are tricked by its talk of helping the poor, but it cares only for power. For example, Dodd found that there was no social research at party headquarters. We are a revolutionary party, not a reform party. Now, cheating human beings that would conform, the Communist Party operates by infiltrating and subverting social institutions like churches, schools, mass media, and government. Its aim was to create new types of human beings who would conform to the blueprint of the world they confidently expected to control. For example, Dodd reveals that the CPUSA had about 1,100 members become Catholic priests in the 1930s. It also subverted the American education system by taking over the teachers' union and learned societies. Only people who accepted the materialistic collectivist international class struggle approach advanced. Now, the bourgeois family to become obsolete. Involving women in the war effort fitted the long-range program. The party did all it could to induce women to go into the industry. Its fashion designers created special styles for them, and songwriters wrote special songs to spur them. War period conditions, they planned, were to become a permanent part of the future educational program. The bourgeois family, as a social unit, was to be made obsolete. Now, there was to be no family but the party and the state. Dodd helped organize the Congress of American Women, a forerunner of the feminist movement. Since it was supposedly a movement for peace, it attracted many women. But it was really only renewed offensive to control the American women. Like youth and minority groups, they are regarded as a reserve force of the revolution because they are more easily moved by emotional appeals. The subversion of the U.S. completed in the 1930s? When FDR recognized Russia in 1933, he deliberately turned a blind eye to the CPUSA's massive program of espionage and subversion. Liberals denied that this took place and complained about a witch hunt. Well, guess what? Maloney Wright was correct. The new book, The Secret World of American Communism, based on newly opened Kremlin archives, confirmed that CPUSA was a puppet of Moscow and the Roosevelt and Truman administrations, were practically run by the Soviets, Alger Hiss, Harry Hopkins, Harry Dexter White, just to name a few. Now, the war years, and by the way, this was when Kennedy came around. This is when Harry Hopkins got hopping mad, and Harry Dexter White, you know, these guys, man, they were after Kennedy. Now, the war years saw the CPUSA actually renounce the class struggle and join the so-called Roosevelt Camp of Progress, which included progressive capitalists. Ooh. Ran out of time here. Damn it, I wanted to get to this sooner because it's spelled out a lot more. But you know what? Mike, do me a favor. Reintroduce that story and put it back in a rotating banner. This is an important story. You folks forget that you can get a lot of this information off of our website, but these stories, they disappear and go into the archives. Well, go into the story archives. Spend a little time there. The articles we post up is not full of fluff and BS, folks. We don't have time or the energy for such shenanigans. I want to thank you for being here. Don't forget, we still have a pledge drive going on. We need to drum up another $6,000 and mighty quick.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.